All right. Good morning, everyone.
Amen.
You know, the Holy Spirit is one of my favorite subjects. My favorite scripture is when Jesus said that when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. That's my favorite scripture.
Amen.
After our salvation, you know. Before that was my favorite scripture was when John the Baptist said, "Here comes the Lamb of God."
Amen. When,
that was my favorite scripture. Until I started, and you know, both of those are some of my favorite scriptures. But that's the point when he saw Jesus coming.
Uh-huh.
And that's our beginning.
Amen.
And then when Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth,
yes,
that meant a lot to me.
Amen.
Now, I don't know. The Lord made me that way. When I was, as far back as I can remember, when I started talking,
uh-huh,
I would find every adult that I could talk to, and I would ask them my questions.
Amen.
I want to know, how does that plane fly like that? Whatever was on my mind, I asked questions.
Uh huh.
So now my mother was an educator. She's a teacher, and she taught me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot because she would sit me down and teach me the word, teach me things I needed to know. And she would do it at strategic times, not every day, but at various times she would sit me down and show me things. She showed me how to pay a house off early. You know,
uh-huh,
I was walking through the room one day. She said, and she was writing bills. She said, "Come here, I'm gonna show you something." She said, "This is what I pay on the house note.
Uh-huh.
This is the principal,
uh-huh,
and this is the interest."
Uh-huh.
So I pay uh-huh, the principal and the interest. And I pay another principal, and that does away with that interest. And she showed me things like that as a kid growing up.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Now, the Holy Spirit came in to do the same thing.
Amen, amen.
Woo. Now, in chapter 1, she said the Holy Spirit is a person. And I love that part. But next to it, she said, before we get to chapter 1, she said, "My whole purpose in writing this book is to present my friend and teacher as he has revealed himself through the scriptures to me personally. As we study the personality of this third person of the Godhead, as the Bible describes him, it is my prayer that we come to know him, that we come to know the blessed Holy Spirit in a more intimate and personal way, and to learn to yield to him and cooperate with him more fully.
Amen.
It is with this desire that this book is presented to the body of Christ."
Jesus.
Now, as I drew near to the Lord, I used to listen to a guy named Greg Hosey. He used to lead us in worship. He would go home, he would get off work, go home, pray all, for hours. So every Sunday, he'd just lead the church in worship. And I learned to go in the Lord's presence. Now, I wanted to know more about the Holy Spirit, so I went to a holiness church, a Pentecostal church. You can learn about the Holy Spirit. And I wanted to know I wanted to be guided by him. I wanted to learn him. I had a lot of questions I wanted to ask the Lord, so I started relating to him. And the things that I would learn from the Holy Spirit as I drew near became precious to me. It was
Jesus.
He made things plain. And the Lord watches to see how we respond
Amen.
To the Holy Spirit.
Amen. That's
the
true.
Holy Spirit is pure.
That's true.
And he wanted, it's not good for, I've seen so many people grieve the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you pay attention, sometimes in worship, everybody just gets silent at the same time. Something's about to happen. Somebody may give a tongue. I've seen the Holy Spirit. Everybody just, they're worshiping God, and they just go silent, and somebody will speak a tongue, and somebody will interpret.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody may give a word of prophecy.
Uh-huh.
That's because people are yielding to him. And somebody just might burst out and just be wild, without regarding the Holy Spirit. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will move on somebody to give a word, and they hold back. They clench up and grieve the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
And that shouldn't happen. The people, we need to welcome the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And yielding is the first step of faith in regarding to it, as we listen to the Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. If we can yield to Him, that's an action. We're yielding. And now the Holy Spirit is communing with us. All right, if we finish the course of what He's saying, we're going to learn something. And I said, in business, I had a problem, and I asked him a question, and he gave me the answer, which I've forgotten, because what he said next, just, I practiced the wisdom that in 1988, I did whatever it was, and it worked. But I don't remember exactly what he told me, because what he told me next took my attention off of it. Over time, I just forgot about the initial wisdom he gave me, but what he said next really stuck with me. I'll never forget that. I said, Lord, you knew I needed to know this a long time ago. I could have done so much better. Uh-huh. I said, how come you didn't show me years ago? He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. Mm. All right. And that, you know, when he said that, I made a statement. I said, Lord, you know, I knew he had my back. I said, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to do whatever you say do, whether I love it or not, whether I like it or not, I'm going to obey you. I made a vow. And because of that vow, when the Lord gave me things that I normally would not have done, I didn't quench the Holy Spirit because I remembered I had made that vow. So there were times I made myself obey Him. I didn't always want to, but I found out that it was always worth it. It always hit the spot. Some words that God would give me to give people, I would be reluctant because I wasn't used to it. And I didn't know I was looking at how they going to take it. But I remember the vow, and I would give them the word. And they would just appreciate it. They, you know, they rejoiced. Things got better in their life. And it wasn't according to Satan's bluff, you know. So when you follow God, it's going to be good. But now let's look at it from what he was saying. When a man leans to his own way, he's leaning to his own way, and so he's following that path. He's not seeking, knocking, and asking about what God wants to do. He's convinced that this is going to work, and he keeps doing that. He's leaning to his own understanding. All right, now let's say he's tired of this problem, and he asked the Lord, and the Lord showed him. And the Lord gave him revelation. Now he's leaning on the Lord. And he starts doing things that God said do. And it starts increasing his life. When you learn from the Lord, you begin to learn something that's going to work. And as you obey Him, you can see greater truths that develop. And you know, I was inspired at that statement to ask Him more questions, even the ones I thought I knew. And I'd ask Him some questions just to see what He'd say. And He always give me information. And so that made me want to lean on Him some more. I said, okay, Lord, so what about this? And He started giving me other things. I said, and then I'm like Fuchsia Pickett. She said, my whole purpose in writing this book is to present my friend. I knew him as a friend because I'm leaning on him. Mm-hmm. He's giving me information that's helping me make money. Mm-hmm. He's giving me information that's helping me serve God.
Yeah.
He's giving me information to help me, little old me, help other people. So I'm leaning on Him. He's my friend. And now He's teaching me. So now He's my teacher. And I'm following Him. And then I get curious. I say, well, I want to see what will happen if I keep doing this. So she said, He's my friend and teacher. And He has revealed Himself through the scriptures to me personally. Mm. I can't count the scriptures He's opened up over the years.
Amen.
And then, so in my life, a party is going on. Mm-hmm. I'm having a good time in the Lord. I learned so many things that I couldn't put in words. And last week I was talking about that. And when he taught me to love His people, I desperately asked Him, how do I love people that's hard to love? And He taught me those kind of things. Then I learned more about peace and joy. I found out that with that strength in place, I can take my, it's just like changing the channel on television. I can change my emotions however I want them. I can turn the volume down on them. I can turn it up. I can turn it off. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, now spiritually I could do this. I didn't, you know, things that would normally make me mad, I could just turn that off and turn up love, you know, at my will, spiritually. And I didn't know, I said, this is interesting, this is good. I didn't know how to explain it. But emotionally, I could, you know, I was in control. The Word of God gives you the mastery of your life. Amen. And the Holy Spirit helps you interpret the Word so you'll have, so you can have a sober mind.
Amen.
With a sober mind, you can learn whatever you need to know. You can operate in the peace of God at your will, and you can grow. Now, these were the things that was developing. Mm-hmm. And I look over my shoulder and I see people just, they're having a hard time. They shout, they dance, but they're not learning from the Holy Spirit.
Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Even sometimes people focus on scriptures, which is great. Mm-hmm. If a person has a message, a pastor has a message, he preached that message. Now, if God gave him that message, everybody in the audience, the Holy Spirit is going to address everybody's concern to help them where they need help now, currently. Just like a fruit, he's going to feed you today. And if you're strong, he's going to, it's just like a seed being planted. Things are developing that you may not, you're getting information that may not be necessary right now, but God's preparing you for the future.
Whoa, thank you.
And all this is going on at the same time. Uh-huh. As long as he stick with the strategy of God and don't preach something else and don't quench the Holy, if we don't quench the Holy Spirit, his strategy is working and
Amen.
It takes time. I'm going to stop. And, but when that's in place, what I'm trying to get to is never underestimate what you put in the Spirit.
That's good. Repeat that again.
Never underestimate what you release in the Spirit.
Jesus. Amen. That's good. That's
if you're
good.
Obeying the Lord, you can't see all the workings right now. But it's working.
Come on.
People
now.
Are growing. They're not dancing, shouting. There's no, they look the same. If they're receiving God's word, they're growing.
Amen. Thank you.
When trouble comes up that the Holy Spirit see, they'll stand. Mm-hmm. You might not even hear about it, but it's working.
Woo! Thank
never, you. Never underestimate what you
thank you.
Release in the Spirit.
Okay.
All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the great move of God. And Lord, bless us to do all that's in your heart. Pay attention to you like never before. Bless us to lean on your strong arms and learn from you. In Jesus' mighty name, that we may do all that's in your heart. You know, when this is going to turn out to be a blessing in many ways.
Yeah, it is.
And he showed me something last week that the Holy Spirit teaches us at our own pace. He teaches you at your pace. Satan has to fight you at your level. All right. And the Holy Spirit will teach you at your pace. So whatever happens in your life, you can handle it. You have the authority to handle. With that being said, in every situation, as you go forward, when people hear the word of God, the Holy Spirit is using their strengths where he can strategically. You don't have to know everything, but whatever level of growth you've attained, whatever the Holy Spirit can do in you, it's working systematically with one word. As one body. David may have, he may speak the perfect word of faith to somebody while I'm down in Bethlehem cheering somebody up. The Holy Spirit can work from the same message to bless people in, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what happens when we yield to him.
Amen.